I have a secret.
Uh-huh.
I use Secret Whole Body Deodorant because more than just my armpits stink.
Oh, can I use it where my bra rubs under my...
Oh, yeah.
And what about down there? You know, my...
Totally. 4 out of 5 gynecologists would recommend it. So I tried it, and now I get 72 hours of freshness. From my pits to my...
Ooh, I love that it's a spray.
Me too. And it comes in sticks and creams too. Go get your Secret Whole Body Deodorant.
Your spring is about to get a lot more power with the Home Depot. Get gas-like power from mowing, trimming, and blowing with the Ryobi 18-volt OnePlus system starting at just $89. Mowing power that can take on a third of an acre with one charge. Trimming power with up to 2 hours of runtime. And blowing power with 110 miles per hour of clearing force. All in one interchangeable battery. Get cordless gas-like power for the entire lawn with the Ryobi 18-volt OnePlus system. Only at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
There's no better feeling than a personal win. And the State Farm Personal Price Plan can help you do just that. Talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
From the Fifth Quarter Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, you're listening to Coach Unplugged. And now, your host, Steve Collins.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the podcast. So excited you decided to join us. Before we jump in today, I want to make sure I give a shout out to our two sponsors. First of all, Dr. Dish, the number one shooting machine on the market. Their customer service is, and again, this is from a Midwestern boy, their customer service is second to none. Whenever I've had any problems with one of my three machines, they've always been able to help us. So go over and check out Dr. Dish. Mention Coach Unplugged, Teach Hoops, any of our podcasts, Coach Collins, and they'll give you $400 off. You won't find a better discount out there. They will take really good care of you. And make sure you tell them I sent you. And then also go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. It is the one-stop shop for basketball coaches. We are the only ones out there that offer 14-day free trial because we believe in our product so much that we want you to come and kick the tires. We want you to take it for a test drive. Nowhere else are you going to find a high school coach who's also coaching. I just got off a phone call with a teachhoops.com member. So who else has my cell phone number and calls me and talks to me about things that he has questions on with his team? Where else are you going to find that on the web? Go over and check it out. Like I've said before, it helps us keep the lights on in these podcasts and our YouTube and everything else free. So go over and check it out. And oh, one more thing. I forgot. I was going to say, let's head off. Go leave a review. We love those reviews. We read every one of them. Go leave those 5-star reviews. And let's head off to the podcast. Bye. All right, Rick, you don't need an introduction because I've had you on the podcast like 3 times. But why don't you just quickly introduce yourself? And then I promise I won't make fun of the 18,000 layers of Read and React, but that confuse me on a regular basis.
Okay.
But,
my last edition was in response to folks like yourself. You know, I condensed it down to 10.
10. Yeah. I'm down to 3 or 4 is what I'm down to. But it's like, yeah, I wish.
Well, that's all you need.
Yeah, that's all you need.
You only need about 3 or 4 to have a working offense.
You don't. And, the issue, and I've had this discussion with you, the issue is they get one of them down, and that's all they want to do.
Right.
So breaking them of that habit is really hard.
Yeah, you just got to lead them on. And many times it's the defense that will force that, you know.
Right,
like,
right.
You know, when defense raises their level and they can help and recover on stuff, then you got to say, well, look, we've got to have a counter move to that. So that's what the next layer is.
It is. So let's talk about the world we're living in right now. And, you know, what do you think coaches can do to help their players through this kind of world right now?
Well, you've tossed me a softball here.
Okay.
You set me up. All right.
Well, that's good. I didn't mean.
I've got something that could help right now. And it's just funny how this worked out. Cause we released the Stages program, last fall. And Of course, it was not complete. It's still not complete. If I waited till I had everything in it that I wanted, it, you know, it'd be a couple of years from
now. Well, you would never, like I've told people with my business too, you would never release anything if you only released when it was done.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, I'm never happy. Yeah. Yeah.
That's the nature of this business. Yeah. You know, you build a car while it's rolling down the road, you know?
Well, that's what teachers are doing right now. We're talking about, we're building a plane while we're flying it. Yep. Like we're trying to, before you and I got on, I was dealing with like some students and I had a call with my colleagues and it's like, we're trying to literally fly a plane in right. 3 weeks while it's flying, you know, teachers all over the country world are having to do that right now. So,
right. Well, let me give as short of an explanation of the stages program as I can, because we're giving it away right now. So I want to come back and talk to your listeners about how they can get it. I mean, it's pretty easy. Go to betterbasketball.com and you'll see at the top a blue strip that says, hey, during this, you know, COVID-19, go here and train for free. And so all they got to do is follow that. And I'll talk more about that in a moment.
And is that for coaches or is that for players to do that?
Coaches and players. But coaches, we went through the coaches first. And eventually we're going to go straight to the players. But right now the coach is kind of the gatekeeper. So,
okay.
So let me back up to this past fall. See if I can give it to you as short as possible. I don't know if I can. You know me, long-winded. My original – the reason I came out with the Stages program was most coaches don't have the time to personally train every player. Okay, right.
Or they can't. Like, I can't. Like,
yeah, it's not legal.
By rule. Yeah, by rules, yeah.
Absolutely. Well, that's one problem. Second problem, because I'm trying to solve multiple problems at once, okay, at that time, is I wanted parents, players, and coaches to be on the same page. How often have you got into a discussion, let's put it that way, with a parent about where their player is? They have this really high opinion that they've got a Division I high school player, right? You know differently, okay?
Right.
And the player is somewhere, you know, they don't know.
Okay? They don't know. And most of them don't know. Most of them just love playing, to be honest with you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So what I wanted was something that would remove any kind of subjectivity, okay? I didn't want a training program. There's plenty of those.
Right.
What I wanted to create was something that you could test and measure, and the players could not advance through the progression of tests.
The stages,
yeah. Right, until they pass each test. If you can think of something really simple like free throws, which subcategory of shooting, okay?
Right.
I have seven stages plus an ignition stage, just to help players get started, okay?
Right.
Ignition is for those that have, you know, probably never touched a basketball, or they have, but they've never like worked on their game. They don't know what this means to.
Free throws are the easiest shot in basketball, in my opinion.
No, absolutely.
Because it's the same. It doesn't matter where you shoot a free throw, in Wyoming, right, in Hawaii, in Hungary, in Italy. It's all the same. I mean, I'm just saying. It's the only shot that never changes. Like, a layup changes. Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
Right.
The problem with the free throw is just what you said. It's both. Yeah. Okay? Because all the other shots you take in basketball are in some kind of rhythm.
Right.
You know? And suddenly they stop the game. They put you on a free throw line and they say, you know, we're not asking you to dribble in here and pull up for a jumper, you know. We want you to take your time and target shoot, you know. Standing still, not jumping. I mean, I think that's what makes it difficult. Well, anyway.
Right.
if we took free throws as an example, my top stage is you've got to be a 95% shooter. My stage seven, so I'm starting at the top now, not the beginning, is you've got to video yourself making 19 out of 20 free throws with unbroken video, no editing gear, okay?
Right.
So there's just no way around it. Now, as you go down, of course, like stage six is 90%. Stage five is 85%, you know, and it works its way on down. In other words, you've got to make the shots. I mean, I'm sorry.
There's no way to fake it. Yeah.
No, I wanted something that's that you can't cheat.
Right.
Okay. And so I mentioned the video thing, and each one of these are really short, by the way. Most of them are 2 minutes, 3 minutes long. The player, and I'm going into this backwards, it's okay though. The player watches the test on their phone. It takes like 2 minutes to watch it, and then they go do it. If they can pass it, then they record themselves, and they press upload right there on their phone, and it goes to our server, which notifies the coach, and the coach goes in on his end or her end and pulls up the stage's program, and, hey, there's the video. And they can watch it. They can comment on it. They can make it an automatic pass so the player can just go on, or they could manually pass and fail. Like, you know something? You know how it is. Like, they might technically pass a test, but you might find something in their technique. It's like, you know, you're missing the point of this. I need you to go back and land on 2 feet rather than a staggered step. You know, I know you made the shots. So we built that in so that coaches could be the gatekeeper if they want to on all the tests. Okay.
Right.
But for most, and this is our experience so far, it's just a great way to give an attaboy and an attagirl. The kid knows you're watching them work. There's no way around it. Look, let's say I'm the player and you're the coach, Steve.
Yeah.
If you don't see me uploading tests, there's no way around it. I'm not working on my game.
Right. And as a teacher, I'm telling you the difference between this and then going and watching a YouTube video is it's the interaction. So I've noticed this with even my online teaching is like, there has to be a two-way communication. There has to be like they do something and then they get feedback. If they're not getting feedback, there's no intrinsic, there's no reason for them. Now, the top two percenters will do it just because they're going to do it. But the rest of the nether 98% needs some sort of that good job. Do this, fix this, do this. Yes, I agree.
So the coach goes in to the, you go to Better Basketball, you go in. Ignore anything. If you see anything that says it's $2.50 per player or it's $4 per player, what that refers to is ultimately in the end, that's about what it costs a player to train.
Right.
Okay. I mean, it's super duper cheap, but the free trial is free to the coach, free to the players. As long as we're in this situation.
Oh, are you sure you want to say that? Because we could be in this situation for a long time.
That's true. Well, we're doing it by the month.
By the month,
we're giving them a month. But I you know, myself talking with Dan, we said, you know something, what if this lasts 2 months? I said, well, we're just going to keep on helping as long as.
Because, I mean, the problem is kids can't can't even go play right now.
No.
The only thing they can do, and I've said this to my players, the only thing you can do is work on you at this point. You can work on your mental aspect. You can read. You can work on meditation. You can get stronger, quicker, faster. Right. You can work on things like this. You can work on your individual stuff now. That's all you can do.
Yep.
Because that's the world we're living in.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Well, now, last fall, I'll tell you what, let me complete that big picture.
Okay. So you gave free throws. What else is in the category?
Great. See, let me back up. Let's go from the beginning. Okay. Ignition only has 9 tests in there.
And it's so Ignition is the people that haven't played.
That's right. Let's just hook you into getting better, show you a little success. You know, my shooting test in there is basically technique and can you make the ball drop on a line? You don't have to be on a goal.
Right. Okay.
You know, can you shoot the ball straight? Some ball handling stuff. Okay.
And so there's a lot of people that will, like a high school player would skip that stage. Probably.
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
no, you don't have them skip.
If they could go through it, it'll take them 5 minutes.
Five minutes to be done.
You know?
Okay.
But what I've done, Steve, and the reason I want players to go through it all is, as you know, in the game, there's a lot of terminology that needs to be picked. There's a lot of college players that have holes in their game.
Right.
I would want college players going through this to fill in the gaps, because my stage seven is this. If you can pass that, you're going to be a very competent. You could be a very, very competent collegiate player at some level.
Right.
So that means not many are going to be passing stage seven if you look at the numbers that go on.
Right.
You know, from high school to
some
level of college, JUCO, NAIA, Division I, II, III, NCAA. It's a very small percentage of players that actually go on. So if I've set this up right, stage seven, it has 170-something tests in it. And the reason is, I'm trying to answer your question about, besides shooting, what's in there. Back in Ignition, there's just a couple of things you're doing, ball handling and shooting, just getting started. But then as soon as you get in stage one, the categories increase. So there's shooting, dribbling, there's now passing, there's now one-on-one.
So is there just a side note before we go any deeper, is there stuff that they're going to have to skip that they can't do by themselves?
Oh, excellent. Good question. We have...
Your spring is about to get a lot more power with the Home Depot. Get gas-like power from mowing, trimming, and blowing with the Ryobi 18-volt OnePlus system starting at just $89. Mowing power that can take on a third of an acre with one charge. Trimming power with up to 2 hours of runtime. And blowing power with 110 miles per hour of clearing force. All on one interchangeable battery. Get cordless gas-like power for the entire lawn with the Ryobi 18-volt OnePlus system. Only at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Okay, so as you noticed, I mentioned like four categories there, right?
Right. The passing one was like, holy crud, how am I going to pass? And it's just
right. You need a partner. Well, now you can get a mom or dad to receive
that's
it.
That's true.
You know, or a brother, sister, something like that. Even some of these, I think you could pass off of a wall.
Okay.
Okay.
Is passing the only issue that they would have doing it by themselves?
Oh, no. There are others. Because the higher you go, as you go up these stages, of course, the amount of categories widen. And it gets to 10 or 12 different categories. And, of course, you start getting into some one-on-one stuff and ball screen stuff. And you need a partner. You need a defensive partner. Sometimes you need three. Sometimes you need four. Sometimes you need five because you've got an offense and defense and an offense and defense, and you got someone else that's got to pass it, you know? So, yeah, as it gets higher, it's more complex. However, we've set it up to allow a player to just work up a single category. Okay. As an example, ball handling, I think you can go all the way to stage seven without any partners.
Okay.
You know, and so there's plenty of those that you can just go as far as you can go, you know, by yourself. Now, there's 576 tests in the basketball side of this, the basketball skill side of this. And the reason, I don't want that to overwhelm anybody. The reason for
that's
that is
a big number.
They are in such small increments, because the player is, there's no one there teaching them. You're watching it on video, so you can't get too complex in your teaching. You got to do this in really small bite sizes.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. You eat an elephant one bite at a time. Yeah.
That's right. Yeah. Yep. And so, now, 3 days ago, we just released the speed, the athletic side of this.
Okay.
Because it's one thing to be able to have the skills, but hey, Steve, how many players have you seen that, like, man, they're like great shooters, they can handle the ball, they can do anything you ask them to do with the ball, any kind of move, any kind, okay? But they're not fast enough, strong enough to play at the next level. Maybe even at certain levels in high school, they can't defend because they're not strong enough, they're not quick enough, they can't separate from the defense, or the flip side, they're not strong enough to defend.
Right.
On the perimeter or the post, you know? So, you know, sorry, but that's just part, you know, athleticism is part of this game. So what I did was I recruited a guy named Tucker Herzberg, who is, wow, I can't even tell you all of his credentials. We did a webinar last night with him on it. And, but he's worked with University of Maryland's basketball team. There's another Division I team he's worked with. He's got all the degrees. I gave him the basketball stages, and I said, now this was a heck of a challenge. And I said, Tucker, I need you to match speed and agility, strength, and vertical jump with my stages in basketball. In other words, let me give you an example. Let's say in stage four, I'm asking the player to drive, encounter a help defender, jump off the inside foot, sweep over with the ball, so you're now moving laterally, land on 2 feet in the middle of the lane, and then unfold and twist to finish with the opposite hand on the other side of the goal. That takes, I mean,
a very unique,
I'm not an expert in that kind of body control. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And what I wanted Tucker to do is to have, if that was in stage four, I want in stage three for the player to have been trained and passed all of the athletic tests that it takes to do that.
Right.
So I'm not going to
ask. Oh, my God. How long did it take him to do this?
Oh, man.
That's harder than your job. That was harder than your job.
I agree. 100%, Steve.
I mean, it is.
Yeah. It really is because, yeah. Well, so, see, that's all I told him. And then he went through and said, okay, I'm going to have to split this up into three different categories. And he, like I say, one of the categories is speed and agility. And then in there are all kinds of subcategories of hop, jump, skip, all this stuff. And then there's vertical jump, and then there's strength. Here's the good news about this. Those wound up being 218 tests total, and we were trying to make a guess, Tucker and I, because I got to edit them, you know. And I think we're talking about 60% of them are all body weight stuff.
Right.
So 60% of everything. I know the speed and agility, you can go all the way to stage seven and never touch a weight or a piece of equipment.
Right.
You know, you can do all this. And I actually think it's more than 60 because some of this stuff, like he's got like stuff you do with a small medicine ball.
Right.
Well, you don't really need a medicine ball. Take a bag at home, stuff it with some stuff, get a little 5-pound weight in your hand.
Yeah.
You're holding on with two hands. It takes nothing.
A bag of flour. Don't use a bag of flour, but something like that. Yes. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Something, you know, like dumbbells. He's got a thing on dumbbells that you're jumping and leaping with dumbbells. Hey, for most kids, you can go grab a can of pork and beans from your mom's
kitchen. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Have two of those and do everything. So it's really only in stage six and seven when he does stuff like resisted sprinting, you know, with bands and ropes, and or assisted jumping where there's bands and things like that, that, you know, you might need some equipment.
Even, you might need to buy a band. Yeah, those aren't bad.
Even hopping over a hurdle. Come on, get a cardboard, a little cardboard box and sit there and jump over, you know.
A sibling. You can jump over your sibling. Yes.
There you go. There you go. Right. So
So are these intertwined on it? Like if I'm on stage one, do I see everything on stage one? Do I see the basketball and that, or are they separate entities?
They are separate entities.
Okay.
And, but like for the, well, for the coach and player, like the coach, when you pull it up, here are the seven stages on one page. Here are the seven stages of basketball. And then right underneath it, it says training. And there's the three, you know, athletic ones as well. So, yeah, we didn't want – we felt like it might be a little – there was just some confusion, possible confusion, and some technology problems with putting that – putting those in there together. So I think it's a good thing. Like right now, if a kid doesn't even have a basketball, hey, then go do your speed, agility, quickness, strength, and vertical jump, you know, and right. Stay in shape. And you're still going to be communicating back and forth because you've got to upload these videos to your coach. Okay. And most of these, Steve, are acquiring the technique. Okay, for all the physical training.
Right.
They're not actual workouts. So, but all the kids got to do to make it a workout is just add some repetition.
Right. And it doesn't need to be. At this point, it's like, how do you open up? Basically, playing defense is three steps. It's three steps. How are you interacting in those three steps?
Right.
And that's where the mobility, that's where the strength, that's where all that stuff comes. But it's not – you're not for most of the time, you're not taking 17 steps. You're taking three.
Right.
And if you're not, if the person gets by you after three steps, then someone else on the court's not helping you or something else is going wrong at that
point. You're exactly right.
Yeah.
And by the way, I've still got to add the defensive side to stages. So like I say, it's going to take another year or two to get everything that I want in there to train the total player.
So go through how long the specific stuff would take. Like how let's say a kid down gets this and then goes and starts on the first one you said takes like 5 minutes, that intro one, right?
Yeah.
Then and then so like stage one, like how long will it take them? A week to do it? How long? Because it sounds like stage seven is like it will take you a long time to get through stage seven, but
it will just from the numbers, you know,
but,
so if you can picture this as an inverted pyramid, you know, it's small at the bottom and then it widens as you go up. And the reason I can't really say how long it would take is I fully expect, it's self-diagnostic. What's going to happen is you're going to hop in and let's say that you're already a stage three player. You just don't know it. You're going to go through ignition, stage one, stage two, and probably, you know, right now during this quarantine, gee whiz,
you've
got time to do this. Yeah, you could get through those three stages in maybe just a few days, not even a week. But what's going to happen to everybody, 99% of everybody, is you're going to run into a stage where you don't just pass it on the first try. And what that's done is it's self-diagnostic. You now know where you need to work and exactly what you need to work on. So you may get to stage three on, let's say, post-play, you know, back to the basket moves, that kind of thing, which is – I make everybody do this stuff, okay? But you know, you're shooting. You've just gone quickly through, and you're in the middle of stage four before you don't pass something, you know, and you bump up some. And then ball handling, you may have gone into stage five before you run up on something you can't do. Maybe it was stage four or three. Was the last stage where you passed everything. Does that make sense?
Yeah. So how do you think the motivation to keep going through the stages? Oh, this is easy.
Excellent. Excellent. Well,
I've taught long enough that I can just hear them right now. Oh, I can do this. This is stupid, coach. Why am I doing this? Blah, 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 blah. Because I want to get them to the stage. I want to get them to the stage where they have to have that growth mind. They have to have that growth mindset that they have to whoa, this is hard.
Yeah.
To get them through those first three is not going to be as easy as you think.
Right. Right. Well, what we do is and this is part of an ongoing thing. I think Dan's got this ready at the moment. Is points and badges and notifications. In other words, every time you pass the test, you get like a certain number of points.
Right.
And we're building leaderboards.
Okay.
That you could have as a team. And also, like, we want like a national leaderboard if you want to be on it.
Right.
And compete against everybody over the nation, you know. So if you do, I think the way he's got it constructed is if you complete all seven stages, it's 10,000 points.
Okay.
You know?
Right.
So we're trying to video game or gamify it as much.
You almost have to. You almost have to.
Yeah.
To get them, to keep them moving. Right. What do you think the hardest skill is or hardest level?
Hey, everybody. I hope you enjoy the podcast. Make sure you subscribe and like. No matter where you listen, Apple, Spotify, we love those 5-star reviews. Make sure you also go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.